On what assumptions rest those extraordinary questions that white men ask? No matter how politely, on what assumption rests the question, would you let your sister marry her? It's based on some preoccupation in somebody's mind. God knows, you know, I have never given any evidence of having that particular problem. I'm not interested in marrying your sister, my God. I mean that. On what assumption, again, rests the extraordinary question, what does a Negro want? This again comes out of some extraordinary preoccupation in the mind. Something entirely, if I may say so, divorced from reality. It's like saying, what do seals eat, or, I don't know. It's as unreal can be. When a baby cries, you don't ask the baby what it wants. You find out, you know, you change the baby's diaper. That's what you do, you know. You don't run to your next door neighbor and say, what does my baby want? Now let's go back for a minute to where I started. Let's go back to Nietzsche. I stand before my highest mountain and before my longest journey, and therefore must I descend deeper than I've ever before descended. And we spoke a little earlier about the necessity when the collision between your terms and life occurs of saying yes to life. That's the descent. The difference between a boy and a man is that a boy imagines there is some way to get through life safely. And a man knows he's got to pay his dues.